We are in the Bein HaNitzorim, the 3 weeks which we feel and remind ourselves that we are lacking the Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't take much imagination to see that things could be much better in a spiritual fashion and a physical fashion if we would have had the Beit HaMikdash right now. Understandably, the goal is not just to be in a sad mood, but Adam and Jews should always be happy that we are Jews and we still feel the loss after thousands of years. No other nation in the world that has lost something thousands of years could care less one way or another about it. Because our Keshe took a stroke and the Shema is so real that it lasts eternally. But what's important for us is to think about how we can rectify the thing that causes the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the Megillah explains, based on the Gemara in Yuma, that Vayishengi, destruction, was because of Sinas Fina. The severity of Sinas Fina is not just because it's not nice. It's because the lack of care and Chas V'Shalom, the hate of another Jew, stems from a lack of Yitokhan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person really feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world, not only the big scale, also our personal lives, the people we interact with, could be even our spouses and our children, our neighbors and friends. All these interactions were set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He gives us exactly what we need to succeed in life. What do we need to see to succeed in life? What we have. We have our bodies, we have our neshamas, we have our families, whatever we have. That is the setting that Hashem set up for us to use properly, appreciate. And then, when one focuses on how much good he has, he becomes sameach techelkoi. He's happy with what he has. And when he's happy with what he has, then he's also happy with what other people have. There's no kid, there's no jealousy, no sin, there's no anger. They don't have to do everything I demand from them because maybe that is an assignment from Hashem. So when they don't do it, maybe be more sensitive or find a positive way to have them better their ways. But that's what this period of time is all about. Be talking about Hashem, realizing that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's such a beautiful life if we strengthen our talking about Hashem. Because we always feel the situation is in control. With Hashem in charge, which that we're talking about all about, there's no such a thing as out of control. It's always in the control of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more we directly turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more He protects us, cares for us, brings the answer to Shemayah. So while we are refraining from certain things in this period of time, we may not be buying new clothing, not saying Shabbat during the week, and eventually we're going to have more things, and we're not going to eat meat, drink wine, have parties, we're already not having parties, whatever it is, all these things. It's not just refraining to torture ourselves. It's refraining to wake ourselves up. That there's something way deeper in our life than the surface. I want to conclude with a very deep, but not too hard to understand point. And we know that the goyim are also not empowered by themselves. They're empowered by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we have a kabbalah from our dear rabbis hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, that the goliaths that we're in represent also certain weaknesses within Klal Yisrael. A goy does not have power of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the nation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when we have weaknesses and recognition of what our greatness is, exactly in the point of our weaknesses, that's where they come into power. So let's take current events. The last 2,000 years, when the goes of Edom. Edom is described in Chazal as Chazir Miyar, a pig that externally has a split hooves. He shows, oh, look, I'm kosher. But inside is not sure his cut. Inside is full of tummy. And that is the world of Esav, which today is called the Western world. They're talking about this rice and the other rice and all kind of wonderful things. But what's inside? Inside the desire to really be a good person, the desire to see spirituality, the purpose of it in life in the world, the desire to just be an animal that is running after his physical drive. Unfortunately, that's what the world is. It has sunk to such a low level. People so immersed in their physical drives. And it got worse now. Now with the machines, the more big developments, artificial intelligence, people are stopping to use the real things. Artificial doesn't mean be only artificial. It means be real. If you have a tool, use it also. But people are just not involving themselves in their relationships as much as they should. They're too involved in all these other things. So aside from the last few hundred years, 200 years of destruction of the majesty of the physical person as being somebody who can uplift himself above his physical drives, the Western world is totally immersed in physical drives, pleasure, physical pleasure and power, has destroyed their own lives. But aside from that, the human intelligence is now in their world. It's not being used the way it should be used. It should be used to ponder the truth of life and to form connections between ourselves and our family, between ourselves and the goals of ourselves and life. So where does this all come from? This Aether comes from us. Why? Because we have sinner's freedom. And sinner's freedom stems from the fact that our inside was not strong. Our outside, we're involved in telling the community of Sodom. And inside, we're talking to Hashem. We can now live with the clarity that life is all about this beautiful spiritual world that we can connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, eternal good. So because we had a weaker inside, and we were living a certain level of external life, that gave the power to Edom to take over the world with that mindset of just externally look good and inside could be as corrupt, you could be as mundane, as whatever you want to say as can be. So this is our goal in these weeks, to start strengthening our inside. Because when we strengthen our inside, our deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our deep recognition that everything's from Hashem, our deep desire to appreciate what Hashem has given to us, and the mess is okay to be happy with what I have. When we fix up our internal being, that knocks that Esav. Because Esav is the only man as long as we are weak inside. Is that chazit that we created. And if we mitzayir ourselves, the chazit disappears. We zayir to mitzayir ourselves, purify ourselves, realize how great we are, how special, how beloved we are in the eyes of Hashem, and we will bring the good to everything.